I will tell you, when I first heard the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I believe it was on Instagram, right? She goes live on her Instagram. The video, I heard the audio from the video, and I'm listening to it going, is it, what is this? Is she reading a story out of Creepshow? The old comic book? I thought it was a fiction. I mean, I really did. I thought it was something that she had done before she was a member of the House of Representatives and had tried out to be in a movie or something. I didn't realize until 2 days ago that she had actually recorded that thing and that that supposedly it happened on the afternoon or the early evening of January the 6th. And it is now taken on legendary proportions. It's legendary now. The horrifying, harrowing account of how Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was almost murdered in her office by the bearskin red, white, and blue Viking horned man. You want to see a funny image? Here. Oh. Now, this part of it is funny. Somebody did this Photoshop, and it's one of the best Photoshop jobs I've ever seen. I'll put it in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. The scene in Stanley Kubrick's movie The Shining where Jack Nicholas is taking an axe to the bathroom door where Shelley Duvall is locked inside, terrified. And when he finally cuts a hole in the door and sticks his head in and goes, here's Johnny. That graphic is hysterical and so spot on. But let me get to the point here. Do you have the audio? Can you find it for me? Of Ocasio-Cortez and the nightmare raid on her office where I'm so scared. They're going to get me. They're going to come in. They're going to get me. The only performance like this that is even remotely close to this performance is Bill Paxton from the movie Aliens. Hey, man, where's a pretty poop now, man? You've all heard the,
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. What are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do?
The one where she's supposedly terrified. Ask Barrett which one he played the other day. The one that supposedly is actually recorded on January the 6th when she's in her office. I think most of you heard it. We don't have to play it. I mean, if you find it, great, we'll play it. But this is the thing. This is what I want people to understand. And I think there's a grave mistake that's being made out there. And that's this. And look, I made fun of it too. Here's a mistake. Just because she's paranoid, delusional, and she's lying, as Jack Posobiec and others pointed out, here's a map of where she was. Here's where the Capitol is. She wasn't even on the same block. Bless you, Mrs. O'Connell. That's the sneeze that I usually get, and then you got one. You got the audio? Okay, here's what I'm talking about if you haven't heard it.
Like, I'm here, and the bathroom door starts going like this. Like the bathroom door's behind me, or rather in front of me, and I'm like this, and the door hinges right here, and I just hear, where is she? Where is she?
Liar.
And this was the moment where I thought everything was over. And the weird thing about moments like these is that you lose all sense of time. In retrospect, Maybe it was 4 seconds. Maybe it was 5 seconds. Maybe it was 10 seconds. Maybe it was 1 second. I don't know. It felt like my brain was able to have so many thoughts in that moment, between these screams and these yells of, where is she? Where is she? And so I go down and I thought I was going to die. And I had a lot of thoughts. You have a lot of thoughts, I think, when you're in a situation like that. And like also one of those thoughts that I had was, you know, I just happened to, you know, be a spiritual person and be raised in that context. And I really just felt like, you know, if this is the plan for me, then people will be able to take it from here.
All right, enough. And like the bathroom door, all right, if you're watching on the Roku channel or on Crusade Channel TV, you gotta see the sassy cat has returned. There's a sassy cat meme in the chat room that you just have to see. Frame one, I like almost died. Sassy cat, no you didn't. Frame three, like you weren't there. Sassy cat, like neither were you. You gotta see this. As has been proven and demonstrated, she wasn't in... I'm listening to this whole thing, though, and I'm going, okay, what does the bathroom door have to do with anything? Was she cowering in the... I thought she was in her office.
And come to find out, that it was the Capitol police officer asking, where is she? Where is she? Because he was trying to get her to safety.
I mean, this is almost as terrifying of a situation as Killary endured. Remember when... What's that, Mrs. O'Connell?
When the Hillary Clinton...
Oh, you mean this?
In 1996, a crack USO unit was sent to Bosnia by President Bill Clinton, accompanied by Clinton's wife, Hillary Commando Clinton. Their plane promptly came under sniper fire, mortar fire, and atomic weapons. Led by Mrs. Clinton, they escaped into armored vehicles purchased from someone other than Halliburton. Today, Mrs. Clinton is still running the welfare state and surviving as a candidate for the presidency. If you have a phone that needs answering at 3 a.m., if no one else will stand up to Barry Obama, and if you can find her, maybe you can vote for the Hillary team.
I remember landing under sniper fire.
Fire!
Flying into Bosnia. We had to... part of the reason we were in the C-17 is because part of it is armored. I was moved up into the cockpit. Everyone else was told to sit on their bulletproof vest, you would call that. And we came in a evasive maneuver. There was no greeting ceremony, and we basically were told to run to our cars. Now, that is what happened. I remember particularly a trip to Bosnia. I remember landing under sniper fire. The welcoming ceremony had to be moved inside because of sniper fire.
I remember landing under sniper fire. I remember landing under sniper fire. I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony.
Now that is what happened.
And it went, when someone questioned her, and go like, there's no report of anyone shooting at your plane. As a matter of fact, we found this video of you getting out of the plane and then walking to a presidential sealed podium and giving a few remarks. But you weren't there. I was there and they were shooting. Now, look, I wouldn't blame the Bosnians for shooting at her. I shoot at her, too. why do Democrats, these people just can't help themselves. They just have to lie. They are the opposite of Jim Carrey in that movie, Liar Liar, right? I can't. Truth. But you're missing the big point. There's a giant forest there, and you're staring at the AOC tree. The Democrat Party is going to use this to pass this domestic terrorism bill, whatever the hell it is. Watch. The only way you can defeat this now, and there's a guy writing at the American Greatness website. Jonathan S. Tobin at thefederalist.com today. The guy's right on most of what he writes in the column. I put it in today's pile oprep at mikechurch.com. But he's correct when he says, if you don't confront this head on, and you cannot cede any of the ground. There are too many people out there going like, yes, we're all embarrassed by the insurrection. It wasn't an insurrection. Stop calling it that. No attempt was made to undermine, overthrow, take over, and then run the government. That's what an insurrection is. That was not an insurrection. In any event, as Dean Wormer says in Animals, if you don't grab the bull by the cojones and kick these punks off campus, they're going to win. And they're going to pass something that's going to resemble the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, on steroids. And they're going to start listing any activity. And some of that activity is going to be online activity, organizing like we're doing, that's going to make us domestic terrorists. You watch. Do not put anything past these people. They are playing for blood and for keeps.